In this bulletin, Victoria to develop a number of contact tracing teams. Two Australian journalists rushed out of China over safety concerns. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur advances to the US Open quarterfinal. Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says at least five COVID-19 contact tracing teams will be set up in Victoria's suburbs. There were 14 more cases in today's coronavirus tally of 55 compared to yesterday. The eight deaths in the last 24 hours involved men and women in their 60s, 80s and 90s. Mr Andrews says authorities will be pouncing on outbreaks.
We will establish those important suburban equivalents of those regional public health teams at all points on the compass, and that'll be about trying to provide the very best and localised response, not to hundreds of cases, that is appropriately centralised, but to very small numbers of cases in local areas, in local suburbs. We think that will serve us very well.
And Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says criticisms of the state's recovery roadmap based on comparisons with New South Wales's handling of its COVID-19 cases are unfair and inappropriate. Mr Andrews says the comparisons aren't useful, noting New South Wales hasn't experienced the same level of community transmission as Victoria. And in New South Wales, nine new cases have been recorded. Five cases are linked to known clusters, with one mystery case with an unknown transmission source emerging in southeastern Sydney. The outbreak linked to Concord and Liverpool hospitals has expanded to seven, with three new cases in the last 24 hours. The cluster spread across both sites after a health worker who worked at both sites while infectious last week. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state government has the health and economic dimensions of the pandemic under control.
Five out of the six are all from known clusters, and there's one under investigation. So New South Wales continues to control the virus as best we can whilst maintaining all of our economic activity, which is something we're really pleased to do.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there are no guarantees, but he's hopeful Australians could start receiving COVID-19 vaccinations as early as January after signing two deals. The agreements would allow free doses to be administered in 2021 if they're approved by medical experts for use. One vaccine is from Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, while the other is from the University of Queensland and CSL. Under the $1.7 billion plan, some 84.8 million vaccine doses could be manufactured. Moving on to other news, and ABC journalist Bill Birtle says he's relieved to be back in Australia after he was evacuated from China over concerns for his safety. Michael Smith from the Australian Financial Review was also extracted from the country amid increasing tensions with China. Australian journalist Cheng Lei, who worked as a news presenter for state broadcaster CGTN, was detained by Chinese authorities for questioning last month under what officials in China call residential surveillance. This form of detention allows investigators to imprison and question a suspect for up to 6 months before any formal charges are laid. Mr. Birtle says it has been a distressing time and he's glad to be back home.
I'll just say it's very disappointing to have to leave under those circumstances, and it's a relief to be back in a country with genuine rule of law, but this was a whirlwind, and it's not a particularly good experience too.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has dismissed a campaign from Facebook and Google against proposed news bargaining laws. Facebook is threatening to remove news articles from Australian feeds, while Google says it will downgrade its search engine and YouTube service if the mandatory code is legislated. Facebook's Managing Director for Australia and New Zealand, Will Easton, warned last week that laws to make the social network and Google compensate Australian media organisations could result in the social media giant blocking Australian news content rather than paying for it. Mr Morrison says he's met senior executives from both internet giants and encouraged them to cooperate with the process that is currently underway. In tennis, Alex de Minaur says he's refusing to look too far ahead after advancing to a Grand Slam quarterfinal for the first time in his career. De Minaur defeated Canadian Vasek Posipsil in 2 hours and 17 minutes. He's the second Australian man in more than a decade to reach the US Open's last eight. The 21-year-old says he will have laser-like focus going forward.
At the end of the day, this is where I want to be, and this is where I truly believe I belong. Second weeks of Slam and going deep, and I'm happy I'm finally at this stage. But nothing changes. Everything stays the same.
Let's see what the weather's doing around the country today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 20 degrees. Similar conditions in Adelaide, 19 for you. A couple of showers, a windy 20 degrees in Melbourne. Showers as well in Hobart, where it's 17. In Canberra, it's sunny and 21. Similar conditions for Wollongong, 23. Fine weather for Sydney as well, 24. It's also sunny in Newcastle, 25 for you. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 23. 28 in Cairns, a couple of showers. And fine weather in the top end, 36 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget to check out our podcast page for news in depth, sbs.com.au/news/audio.